together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Always!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Dickney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Dickney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Dickney. This is my wife with me, Vicky.
Hello, Thrive friends.
Yep. And we're together. Oh, how we thank God for what he's done for us. We're not smarter than anybody else, and we didn't deserve a rescue, but he has truly rescued us in our marriage. And we're at a place that is so different than we were in those early years that it is our great joy. Kind of like one beggar just telling another beggar where he found bread. That's what we're trying to do. But I hope you realize that bread keeps coming from God's word. Not your favorite blog from the culture, not Dr. So-and-so necessarily, certainly not media and Hollywood, but our Creator God, who knows how we were designed to thrive and what it would take. And so it sounds lame, it sounds insignificant, it sounds oh so pedestrian and ordinary. But when God got ready to tell us what real love is, he said this, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient and kind. We want to touch on this today. Kind. What is it just, would you not agree, Vicky, in our day and our culture, kindness is out the door.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like no one even cares about being kind. Mm-hmm. I'm watching interactions with people everywhere are so harsh and ugly and abrasive and selfish and hurtful. No one thinks it's important to be kind anymore.
And what would you exactly say that means? What's a good
definition? Oh, well, let me tell you what it means in the original language. This word in God's word was just like patience will take a lot from others before it is done. Kindness will give a lot to others.
That's a good distinction.
Yeah. So think about what God's coupled together. Patience is just willing to take it.
Long fuse.
And not give up and say, that's it. And kindness is willing to give it. So being kind is the counterpart of being patient. That's why he couples it together. Love is patient and kind. It'll take it and it keeps giving. So to be kind, the Greek word is charistomai, means to be useful, serving, and gracious. It is active goodwill. Now notice again, I hope you're hearing, love is an action verb. You can't just say, well, I love you with your lips. And you can't just think, I feel love. Your spouse needs to see love in real time. It is action. Even the English definition itself, if you look up the word kind, it is generous, sympathetic, warm-hearted, and agreeable. In other words, the word to be kind, it not only feels generous, it is generous. It not only desires the other's welfare. I mean, you could sit around all day. You could wake up and think, I really desire good for Vicky or for Brad. But you don't do anything about it. It doesn't just desire the other's welfare. It works for it.
That's the big difference.
Thoughts, Vicky, about kindness? Just being kind?
Well, I think we could cross-stitch this and put it on the wall. Kindness not only feels generous, it is generous. It not only desires others' welfare, but works for
it.
To have someone working for your welfare, I mean, you appreciate that person. You cherish them. And I think, you know, there's so many different, you know, there's so many examples that I can think of. Like the house we moved from that we lived in for 38 years. We love, Brad and I love yards, gardens, flowers. We love all that. We like it to look nice, put pine straw down. So when we moved to our new house, it just had builder's grade plantings, very low, ugly cedar bushes. I'm sorry if you have this in your yard.
Gotta agree. Did not love it.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but like we wanted those out. So I just remember Brad one time, there was some big something.
I kind of thought, in time, we will get this done.
Yes.
Eventually.
But I had some free time. So Brad was here. All the elders came one day and I had lunch for them. It was going to be some big meeting.
I was in an all day business basement elders meeting.
Yes. So I didn't need to be here to hear all they were discussing. I thought, okay, I'll make myself useful. I'm going to go explore. I'm going to go to look at plants. So I went to two different Lowe's. I went to Home Depot. And I mean, I found things. I found things to replace those ugly low-lying cedar bushes. And I got Bobo hydrangeas, 8 coral drift roses, 4 peach drift roses, purple catnip, daisies, tall daisies, smaller daisies, 2 boxwoods. And anyway, basically the whole car was full. I came home thinking, okay, I'm sure the elders meeting is over now. No, it wasn't. So I thought, well, I just took those
long
out of my
day.
Car. And put them in the yard. And then I thought, okay, well, I've hit all the big box stores. Now we're going to start going family local. We're going to go to Jackson Stores. We're going to go to Fort Thomas Nursery. So,
I didn't realize. So you made multiple trips out.
Yeah, they went off in my car.
Yes.
So anyway, so in my mind, I thought he is going to be so, first of all, overwhelmed from this all-day elders meeting to come out and see, oh, my wife has brought about 25 plants that now need to be planted. So I was thinking, to be honest, to give him credit, I mean, the soil here is really, it's like we live on a mountain. It's just very rocky. So I was thinking.
It's clay and shale rock.
I was thinking in the next 3 or 4 months, hopefully he can plant these. Well, no, I mean, kindness. My man is working for my welfare people.
He works hard for his baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
So hard for it, baby.
Yep. He was not only designing others' welfare, he was working for my welfare. And so literally,
because he knows she loves her plants.
That's right, I do. And they really do better when you put them in the yard as quickly as possible. So anyway, I want to say, did you get out there that night and start digging? I think you did.
I didn't do it in the dark, but yeah,
right.
it was a time of the year that
he got his boots on.
But I knew,
and I like
this is what we're talking about,
boots,
folks. I am not a perfect man. Please don't hear me saying I'm perfect.
He's not. I got stories to tell.
But I'm doing better.
Yeah.
As soon as the meeting was over and I saw all those plants in plastic
and
containers.
I really did feel badly.
I mean, it was pretty overwhelming. I laid eyes on it and I thought we'd opened a nursery. I thought, are we selling plants now? Are we going to grow plants? Are we going to
propagate?
I mean, it was vast. In fact, I numbered the people. There were 28 plants. And how do I know that?
Yeah.
Because I dug 28 holes.
So he planted on Saturday. I believe, did you preach that Sunday? I can't remember.
I did.
I think he did.
Yeah. Sunday was
came
a preaching
home
day.
And started again, which I literally was not expecting that. With God as my witness, I did not think he was going to do that. Basically, in 2 days, he put all of these.
But I have to admit, full disclosure, I am type A, Mr. Command. Let's get it done.
It comes in handy.
So I do love her, but I also just love getting things done.
He does.
But I admit, I wouldn't have started it that weekend, but I just thought, you know what? This would mean the world to her. Because I think the time of year, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot.
And we needed to
and
get
I
them
thought,
in the ground.
These things are going to wither. She's picked these out. She's so excited. I'm going to start now. And then since I was halfway through, or a little more than halfway through by the time night fell.
So many holes.
I thought, when I come home from church, and to her credit, she's like, oh, honey, I don't mean for you to.
And I did come out there and talk to him and assist.
She did.
I mean, assist me.
But I mean, folks, we're talking about a hole where I've hit a rock and you can't tell is the rock right there or does the rock go to the left and the right outside of the circumference of my hole. I've got a pickaxe and I am pulling out ginormous rocks that I have to wobble over towards
the
property next to us that was unbuilt at the time and throw it. And then I would put good peat moss down in that hole and then pull the plant out of the pot, stick the plant in.
And this year, a year later, they all look so beautiful.
It looks, why don't you tell the folks what we put in? What went in?
Well, I kind of already mentioned it, but
Bobo
anyway,
hydrangeas.
So on the back is white Bobo hydrangeas. Mm. And then in front of that are peach coral drift roses. Mm.
What's the purple stuff in front of that?
That's some type of salvia that just literally blooms all summer long. It's the most beautiful salvia
I've ever
had.
And then we've got some boxwoods, beautiful little bushes.
English boxwoods.
That are down near this big electrical box.
More catnip that has a purple
flower. I must say, I am quite thrilled a year later what it all looks like.
We'll send you a picture. It's very pretty. We're happy.
But this is what we're talking about with kind. It's warm-hearted. It leans in. It not only desires the other person's welfare, but works for it. Even that word for, here's one of the biggest differences on our marriage now. I have a sense, a very strong sense, that Vicky is for me. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense that I am for you?
Yes. I mean, we still get our accepted and loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still get our wires crossed. We get sideways, but we have worked hard to convince the other, mm-hmm. I'm actually for you, not against you.
Right. And if no other person in this world, your boss might be against you, mm-hmm. your teenagers may be being difficult to you and mm-hmm. saying you're not a good mom or whatever is happening in your life. Yeah. But wow, to come home and know my yeah. spouse is for me, that is just, it just makes you life grow is and hard. Flourish. It really is.
God meant for marriage to be that landing place mm-hmm. where in all the world,
haven.
I know God is yes. for me.
That's the biggest piece of the puzzle.
But right after that, you guys, marriage is that relationship unlike any other relationship in this world. Not mm-hmm. friendship, not two band of brothers that served in a war, not best girlfriends. Marriage was supposed to be that most safe landing place where I know she's for me. Mm-hmm. He's for me. Oh, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about what would it look like to just be kind. Because guess what? Love is patient and kind.
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicky in just a moment. They're going to continue to unpack that second word in 1 Corinthians 13, kindness. Hey, look, if you and your wife or husband, you and your spouse, that's the better way to put it. If you guys are looking to break the cycle of clash, apologize, repeat, it helps to have thoughtful voices that you can return to when you need them. That's the idea behind Fortis Plus. We've gathered our entire library of resources and they're all under one roof. So you're not tracking down which platform carries what. Free to use, completely, totally, no strings attached. You just open it up and you pick what you're dealing with, whether it's theology, marriage, parenting, biblical womanhood, biblical manhood, whatever the case might be, you're going to find content that fits where you are right now in your life. And listen, there's hundreds of hours of content sitting there right now available for you to listen to whenever you want, and we're adding to it every single day. Always something current without having to search and dig. But when you do search and dig, you're going to find some gold. It works on your phone. It works on most smart TVs as well. Just go to your app store where you download your apps and search for Fortis Plus, or you can also head on over to fortisplus.org. And here's what keeps Fortis Plus running without a paywall, because producing all of this content consistently requires essentials, basically meaning it costs to put out the content that we put out. And the reason that we're able to offer it for free, because there are people just like you who have decided to share and help shoulder the burden each and every month. We call those gospel partners. We're honored to link arms with our gospel partners because they have stepped in and they've said, hey, I want more people in more places all over the world to hear this same content that has helped me. And so if that's you, if you've been helped by the content here at Fortis Institute over the last 25 years, and you want to step in the gap and you want to help the next person be able to hear this content absolutely free, then would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? You can go to fortisinstitute.org right now and see what it would look like in your life to join us. And make sure that you're giving to your local church first. I say that all the time, but that's your first giving priority. We want you to remember that. If that's an area of your life that is not exactly right, get it right, because that is where you give first, your local church. And then if you have a margin after that, we would be honored if you would start praying about what it would look like to join us. All right, let's get back to Brad and Vicky now. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
All right, we're back and we are talking in our show today about love. But God breaks it down for us and says, oh, it's not just a feeling. We're not trying to say, do I have that loving feeling? I don't know. But here's what I do know. God says love is an action verb, and that feeling is much more likely to bubble up when you're doing what he says to be doing than when you're not. And so he leads in 1 Corinthians 13:4 with love is patient and what, Vicky?
Kind.
Kind. And kind, let me read the definition again. Yes. Kind is generous, sympathetic, warm-hearted, agreeable. Mm. Wow. And the word in the Greek, it's a word that not only feels generous, it is generous. It not only desires the other's welfare, but works for it. And so, yeah, it's great that Vicky and I get to travel a little more. It's great that we have some greater income now that we're not trying to pay for braces and extra teenage
and
cars
college.
And college. And so we can eat out more. But I'm telling you what, you guys, if you're not practicing patience and kindness, it doesn't matter how much you travel or mm-hmm. eat out, or you can add a den on the house or get a bigger house, and you still could be miserable because you don't have real love. Mm-hmm. It works for the good of the other. And so again, I don't always get it right, but I want you to understand, you have to intentionally think about these things. I am thinking about it. Here's how I like to say it. It needs to be on your radar.
I like that.
On your radar, which also matches Philippians chapter 2 that says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but the interests of others. That word in the Greek for look, it's interesting to me. That word in the Greek for look is the word scopeto, where we get our word scope, like a telescope. And it means to really intentionally notice, discern, perceive. It implies special contemplation.
What a great word picture.
Yeah. So in other words, I began living with a telescope. Here's the problem. We tend to, when we're not loving, put our spouses under a microscope and magnify their flaws and their sins and their weaknesses. Let me get you to switch scopes. Mm-hmm. Put away the microscope that focuses on their weaknesses and pick up a telescope and say, God, help me to intentionally look for how I could bless them, for how I could be generous.
Yeah, I like to think of it as, what can I do to make Brad stay? What can I do? Like when yesterday I went to the grocery store, he likes all these little like,
oh, she brought me home
and
little
pickles
treats
and like Aunt Nellie's beets, and you know. And so when he came home, I'm like, look what I got you right here.
And you guys, this doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
No, these are
it
like
still made me super happy
that
she was thinking about me. These are things I like. Some little pesto paste in a jar that was like $2.98 that I can spread on my chicken. But I'm looking for ways that I can serve and work and be generous for her. And so very often when we're in a restaurant, she loves to get unsweetened tea.
Because, please know, I'm trying to do away with my Diet Mountain Dew
which
addiction.
Is very brave for the South girl, South Georgia girl, where they have their tea so sweet, you think there's five cups of sugar in it because there is.
So instead of doing the Diet Mountain Dew, I'm trying to get an unsweetened tea with Stevie, and it's very good.
Problem? Love her to death, but she can't keep up with where her liquid sweetener is.
My purse is too small.
Which purse is it in? Which car is it in? And so we're in the restaurant and she's like, ooh, do you have any stevia? And guess what? I have a little container of stevia in my car. Why? Because I know she so often doesn't have her stevia. So I want to be able to say, I do.
I know
I do.
And
then I say next.
Save me many times.
And she'll say, oh, I'm going to go to the car. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'll go get it for you. And I run out to the car.
Gentlemanly.
And again, you know, what did that cost me, you guys? Zero money. And it might have taken 2 minutes tops. But here's what it's called. Kindness.
Yeah.
It's just
kind. This is really funny. Someone had given us a gift card, this really nice restaurant, Walt's Hitching Post. And I think that time, not only did I need my stevia, also didn't have my reading glasses and I couldn't read the menu. So Brad said, I'll go out. I'm like, no, I'll go out. Well, the funny thing was, normally I have like four pairs. Literally, there were no readers in the car. He finally found one. I kept thinking, oh, wow, this
I did
is not
give
going
up.
Well.
Because she always says, honey, look with your hands.
Yeah, I used to tell
I
the kids that. Look
up.
With your hands. And so he literally said, I found this. Was it between the seat and the console?
I think so.
He stuck his hand down there
I'd
and
already
found
looked
a pair
in the glove
readers.
Box. I'd looked in that little thing
so
above your visor.
Him.
I'd looked in the
so
side
kind.
Door pockets. I thought, I'm not going back saying, oh, couldn't find it. I thought, I will return with readers, even if I have to head into the woods and take two twigs and create readers.
I mean, it would just be easier. notice all these illustrations about readers, like just wear them in a necklace around my neck. No.
That makes me look old. I don't want to see that either.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want my baby old. Love. No. She looks good. She is too good looking to
and
have.
And if you wear readers around your neck, we are not judging you.
So sorry. Yes.
But I just
if
can't
you
do
have
it
them
yet.
Hanging around
or
your neck.
Or if you have
right
cedar
now,
bushes that are low lying and
I'm
sorry
sure you
about
look
that,
really good yes. with those like that.
But for me, no.
But anyway, I'll run get her readers. I'll run get her stevia. Even like, it's like looking for a way to go out of your way. Looking yeah. for a way to go out of your way.
But it takes time.
And even the other night, we don't like the same kind of shows usually. So I'm downstairs in the man cave watching a thriller. She's upstairs doing something else. And she wasn't even asking me to do it. She just said, I think it's snack time. It's about time for a snack. And I said, oh. And she named the snack she wanted. And I'm like, I'll get it. And literally she said, oh, I wasn't asking you to do that. I said, No. I'll get, because I knew it was a cold night. She was all bundled up in a fleece and she was just all just snuggy down in her bed.
Have we talked about my reindeer blanket?
No, but we
the
could
reindeer
that.
Blanket, it's red and it has a fleece backing. It is so, I wish I could show you a picture of it. It's wonderful.
So I knew she was reindeer blankied down.
Blankied down.
I don't want her to have to untuck. So I ran upstairs, got the bowl, opened the snack cabinet, got the snack. Ran it in there to her, went back. I mean, how long did that take you guys?
Yeah, Most of this doesn't take that long, but you have to notice.
So many of our shows, I hope you're hearing, it's little.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
lots
of
little things.
But here's the deal. It's not a spurt.
Yeah.
If we each stop, it's little things mm-hmm. strung together consistently over time.
Mm, I like that. Say that.
Little nice. Things strung together consistently mm-hmm. over time, and you will suddenly look at each other and think, mm-hmm. I think we love each other. Yeah. I think we have something we didn't have.
And it's not burdensome.
Before.
It's really not.
But let me brag on her because it's not just me getting her a bowl of snacks. I'll tell you something she did recently. I was like, that meant the world to me. So never mind that she's sometimes doesn't know where her readers are. This is far worse. We got home from a bike ride. Now, this is like 45 minutes away from us, you guys, this bike trail. And this restaurant we like to eat at right next to the trail, we had eaten outside and I ride with a backpack and she's already indicated Brad does not like change. I have, I know and I love. This is my favorite backpack that I've had for 15 years. I hooked it on the corner of my chair, on the back of my chair. And since it's black and the chair is black, I just got up, we went to the car, we drove home. And when I got home, I said, oh no, my favorite backpack is hanging on that chair. And she didn't say, oh, honey, you always do that. I can't believe it's a backpack.
And I knew it was his favorite.
First thing she said is, I'll go get that for you. And, oh, it was a pretty big deal because, A, she's calling.
To see if they even
and
have
no
it,
one
to
will
make
even
sure he left
answer.
It there.
Can't get yes. anybody to answer the phone. So then she called the restaurant across the street.
It has the same owner.
Because she knows they're owned by the same people. And that person was rude and acted like they couldn't even walk across the street and do her a favor.
I know it's a lot to
so
ask.
Then she had to email the manager. Who even looks at email? I thought, well, that's that. And he actually answered and said, we have it. And uh-huh. the next day while I was at work, she drove yep. 45 minutes up north yes. of Cincinnati to this restaurant to get my favorite. But that is, woo, kindness. It's working for the other, the good of the other.
Now, to his baby. Credit.
Big.
I
you,
like
baby.
Driving. I just had my happy country music on. I had a big drink by my side. And to be honest, we had walked by a little store and I saw a beautiful hot pink lace dress that was beautiful for church. And I really wanted to go back and try it on. So that kind of also.
Oh, you didn't just go for me?
No, there was some ulterior motive.
Okay,
there,
back it up. None of this even counts.
But it was 45 minutes there and 45 minutes back.
No, so. I'm still grateful. But I'm glad she had a yeah. little dress she
and
also
I
wanted
get the
to
dress.
Try on. Once again, though, here's what I want you to get. If you're thinking, why should I do this? Why should I do this? Or if you're thinking, this would be hard to consistently do. I'm not that kind of person. Let me help you. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not gift of mercy. I'm not naturally kind. I'm not a lot of things God says I'm supposed to be. But guess what? The Spirit of the risen Jesus lives in
That's
me.
That's right.
And he's not asking us to do things that he hasn't done for us.
Mm-hmm.
As we close, listen to this regarding the kindness of God towards us. He says this in Titus chapter 3, but when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for us appeared, he saved us. According to his mercy, he poured out on us richly his forgiveness through Jesus Christ, kindness of God. And Peter tells us that we should, in 1 Peter 2, long for the pure milk of the word and grow in respect to salvation because we have tasted the kindness of the Lord.
Yes, we have.
If you say you're a Christian, you have tasted the kindness of the Lord, and he wants that kindness that you're experiencing from him to be passed on to your spouse. Oh, this could change your marriage. Love is patient. And what else, baby?
Kind.
Kind.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.